information, call James Irvin at 432-683-0600.
Texas began as a distinctive place, and it remains so today. In 1973, Texas Monthly Magazine was founded to cover all aspects of the Texas lifestyle. Each week, Recording Library of West Texas volunteers and staff dig through the files of the National Magazine of Texas to bring you Texas Monthly Archives. You'll hear biographical articles about some of the most fascinating Texans, feature stories covering interesting places and things in Texas, and short pieces that are humorous and thought-provoking. Tune in to hear these stories covering contemporary Texas from the 70s, 80s, and 90s that would otherwise be lost to time. Texas Monthly Archives, Thursday nights at 7, Sunday afternoons at 2, and Mondays at midnight on Recording Library of West Texas Radio. Read by listening.
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area. It's 55 and mostly cloudy. Tonight, a few showers with a low in the mid-50s. Then, tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high in the low 70s. Tomorrow night, it will be cloudy with a low in the low 60s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas. It's 1 p.m.
This program is made available to the IAAIS Program Share and was recorded at the Audio Reading Service of the Ellen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana, for people with print impairments.
Welcome. This is Healthy Life, and I'm your reader, Tony Ray, with the Audio Reading Service at the Ellen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today I'll be reading from the Health Magazine, and I'll begin with an article called Food for Thought. When Rhea Bagliatello, MD, a psychiatrist in Cary, North Carolina, meets with her patient, she asks about their medical, psychiatric history, their lifestyle and relationships, and with concerns that brought them in to seek health. The doctor questions don't end there. I'll ask, what's your typical breakfast? Lunch, dinner, snack. She says, a treatment plan might include psychology or psychotherapy, medication, if needed, and dietary recommendations, like eating more leafy greens or omega-3 rich foods. The body and mind are inherently connected, she says. You need to look at the whole picture. The doctor is part of a small but growing number practicing nutritional psychiatry. Those in this emerging field consider diet crucial to preventing and treating mental health conditions such as depression, anxiety, and bipolar illness. The approach is backed by a steady stream of new findings suggesting that by giving the brain the right nutrients, you can improve cognitive function and balance out the mood. Our highly processed Western diet is not giving the brain what it most craves to work at its best, says Drew Ramsey, MD, nutritional psychiatrist, assistant clinical professor of psychiatry at Columbia University, author of Eat to Beat Depression and Anxiety and Health. That may be one reason angst and depression are so prevalent. The idea that food can affect how you feel isn't new, but the concept is now being embraced by mainstream psychiatrists. Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston has opened the first hospital-based nutritional and lifestyle psychiatry service in the U.S., Stanford University. This university now hosts a program in metabolic psychiatry, studying the links between obesity, insulin resistance, pre-diabetes, and mental health conditions. One reason to look for alternative approaches. Up to 30% of patients don't respond to antidepressants. At the forefront of is Felice Jacka, PhD, Professor of Nutritional Epidemiological Psychiatry and Director of Food and Mood Center at Deakin University in Australia. and founder of the International Society for Nutritional Psychiatry Research. In her teens, Jacka was plagued with bouts of clinical depression and a panic disorder. "I ate a very limited diet and not many vegetables and fruit," she says. She changed her habits, taking up running and eating a more plant-heavy diet. Her dark moods lifted. In 2017, Jacka and her colleagues published an influential study known as the SMILES trial in the Journal of BMC Medicine. The 67 subjects were suffering from depression. Most were currently, but also being treated with medication and therapy. Over 12 weeks, half of the group was coached on eating a Mediterranean-style diet rich in seafood, produce, nuts, legumes. The other half got non-food related social support. The result? More than 32% of those who switched to the healthier diet went into remission from depression, compared with just 8% of the others. And there was a close relationship between a dietary improvement and improvement in depressive symptoms. In October 2019, in a study published in the journal PLOS1, Australian researchers found that undergraduates who followed a similar diet for 3 weeks reported measurably fewer symptoms of depression, stress, and anxiety compared with those who did not. Exactly how eating healthier might quell panic or reduce depressive symptoms is still being explored, according to Surbani Stethi Dali, MD, founding director of Silicon Valley Psychiatry and the Stanford Metabolic Psychiatry Clinic and a clinical assistant professor of psychiatry at Stanford. The reasons are complex, she says. One focus is on the role of inflammation. A highly processed, high-carb diet can stoke inflammation. In the brain, inflammation may harm cells and interfere with the brain's signaling. There is also increasing interest in the microbiome, the population of good and bad bacteria that line our guts. The brain and gut are intricately related. Much of the important neurotransmitter serotonin is synthesized in the gut, for instance. A plant-rich diet can keep your microbiome well nourished. Practitioners make clear they don't prescribe individual foods for specific conditions. It's not like if you're feeling panicky, go eat some oysters, says Dr. Ramsey. Instead, he works with patients to add nutrient-dense foods and cut out highly processed ones. We focus on general categories like leafy greens, rainbow-colored veggies, and seafood. You might like bok choy but hate kale. That's okay. Marnie Chanoff, MD, an integrative psychiatrist and lecturer at Harvard University School, is also a trained culinary coach who sometimes sautés and chops alongside her patients. She recalls one patient, a cancer survivor, who experienced depression, anxiety, insomnia following her treatment. After radiation, her weakened gut couldn't digest her once-beloved salads. She was getting very few vegetables in her diet. As part of a multifaceted treatment that included therapy and medication, Dr. Chanoff suggested roasting vegetables to make them more easily digested. A more nutritious diet gave her more energy, helped improve her mood and decreased anxiety, and started her on the road to healing. In the end, nutritional psychiatry isn't meant to pit kale against clonopin's expert stress. Food is a part of the much larger picture. Half my patients are on medications too, says one doctor. But by changing diet and lifestyle, maybe we can reduce the amount of medications you are on or help it work better for you. Tweaking a patient's diet can also reduce drug side effects like weight gain. In turn, keeping a healthy diet and weight can reduce inflammation throughout the body and brain. Despite the blossoming interest, finding a local nutritional psychiatrist can still be challenging. Dr. Ramsey is teaching a continuing education course for clinicians to spread the knowledge. Increasingly, practitioners are available via telemedicine. Meanwhile, just about everyone can benefit from trying to eat more of the foods that keep the brain and body healthy, says Dr. Ramsey. A more resilient brain can start with your next meal. Here are a few Happy Meals. Round out your plate with more of these foods, filled with nutrients the brain craves. Clams, mussels, and oysters are great sources of omega-3 fatty acids, iodine, and zinc. Kale and spinach and other leafy greens are packed with phytonutrients that decrease inflammation and are a great source of magnesium. Fermented foods such as kimchi and yogurt contain probiotic compounds that keep the gut-brain axis healthy. And dark chocolate is a good source of iron and is rich in antioxidant compounds. The power of financial fitness. I was ecstatic when my mom figured out a way for me to attend the School of Visual Arts in New York City for college. But what I didn't realize at the time is that financing my education didn't mean I could actually afford it. We never sat down and crunched the numbers on what my repayment would look like. I honestly wouldn't and didn't know how much debt I had when I graduated in 2013, but it was well over $100,000. I took full advantage of the six-month grace period, but it was crushing once I started the $1,000 payment plus. I was nannying full-time and taking photography jobs on the side and not even making a dent in the loan balances. Most were private, high-interest rate loans up to 12%. I was super stressed, and there wasn't anything left from my paycheck at the end of each month. I remembered when my now husband and I first started to get serious, and we started, and how scared I was to tell him about my debt. He seemed to take it well, but really, he was freaked out. He had student debt, too, but nowhere near the amount I did. We'd be saddled with student loan payments for decades if we didn't get it under control. Then, when I got married about 2.5 years ago, a friend gifted us a copy of The Total Money Makeover by Dave Ramsey. I read it cover to cover, and something clicked. I had wandered my way into debt, but there was no way to wander my way out. We needed a plan. We took a drastic first step and made a huge lifestyle shift, moving from a spacious, luxurious apartment to a studio that was less than 200 square feet. It felt insane, but it slashed our rent by $700. My husband and I made a huge budget, and we didn't just put it in the drawer and forget about it. We stuck by it. We were earning good money, but we were broke once you put it on paper. I'll never forget our first Merry Christmas. We budgeted $75 for gifts. It was humbling. Our friends were posting on social media about the amazing vacations or presents, and I had the moment of feeling like I should be living like that. But then I went to the dollar store and got all the fun stuff and filled our stockings, and it was as if I could feel myself growing. The mental battle of wants versus needs never fully goes away, but it does get easier. And if you get more creative, honestly, when you're on a budget. For our first Valentine's, I came home and my husband had filled our apartment with candles and cooked the sweet meal. Those are the memories I'll hold on to. I've read more and more about personal finances and decided to refinance and consolidate my debt. Basically, I took a new loan at a lower interest rate to pay off my old debts. I settled our five-year plan with an interest rate of 4.3, way lower than my old student loans of 7 to 12. We will be debt-free in about 4 years, and I know I'll never look back and never start to buy things I don't think we need. I can afford never back to being ignorant about my own finances. So here's a few ways to firm up your finances. Number one, switch to a high-yield savings account. The average interest rate on a savings account is about 0.07%. And no, we didn't put the decimal point in the wrong place. But some bankings offer significantly more, like 0.65%. And moving your money takes 15 minutes or less. Prune your digital subscriptions. These days, we are flush with subscriptions, streaming shows, and music. health and dating apps, and cloud storage and online productivity tools. But when you forget or lose interest, those reoccurring charges continue to nibble away at your money. And the third one is automate your savings. If you're still manually allocating your money to your savings account each month, you run the risk of shortchanging yourself. The Real Meaning of Self-Care, an article by Nicole Blades. A new pair of shoes, a mani-pedi, a good conversation over wine and cheese, these can all replenish your reserves and supply a much-needed dose of joy to a tough day. But the truth is, self-care can go a lot deeper. Over the years, the term self-care has been watered down to include activities that are more transactional, like a spa bill. Then transformational, think meditation, talk therapy, and settling and setting boundaries. Self-care has been corrupted to mean luxury, says Janae Taylor, PhD, a licensed professional counselor in Virginia Beach. That's a shame because luxury is often seen as optional. Self-care is not optional, says Taylor. Nurturing yourself in a holistic way, that is physically, emotionally, spiritually, and intellectually, is crucial to your well-being. So how do you start doing that, especially if you're already strapped for time and running on empty? Experts say the first step is to rewrite your definition of self-care. I define self-care as taking care of your present and future self, says Ebony Harris, a relationship therapist and co-founder of Melanin and Mental Health in Houston. That means paying attention to the basics of good health, those everyday habits that aren't so Instagrammable but keep your body and mind in balance, getting quality sleep, eating nutritious foods, and exercising regularly are all key acts of self-care. And you don't need to run 5 miles or buy a Peloton bike. A brisk walk outdoors can do the trick. Try changing your perspective on these habits, so you no longer view them as mandates from your doctor, but rather as nourishing commitments to yourself, and you may find it easier to stick with them. Then there's the internal piece of deeper self-care approach. A quieter, more complex work you need to do to heal or to protect your mental health. Maybe it's time to cut back on alcohol, for example, or untangle yourself from a toxic friendship, or make that appointment for a mammogram you're afraid to get. Self-care isn't always an escape. It can sometimes take real guts. And a good amount of compassion, too. You have to learn to treat yourself with the same tenderness that you show the most important people in your life, says Harris. Remind yourself daily that everything you need is inside of you. Ready to commit to a deeper practice but unsure about your ultimate goals? Try picturing your ideal life a year from now, or 3 years or 5 years. How will it be different? Allow yourself to dream. Set intentions. Then write it all down in a letter to yourself. This is your roadmap. afutureme.org. You can even have the letter delivered to your email on a specific day to help gauge your progress. Next, give yourself the go-ahead. You don't have to wait for any kind of outside approval, but in some cases you may want to proclaim the thing you're planning to do, whether it's joining a grief support group or studying for foreign language, or you can take a solo trip abroad. You're not asking permission from anyone. It's an announcement to everyone. It's laying down a boundary around your precious time and resources. For mothers, this can be especially challenging, says Shelley Riley, a therapist in Chester Springs, Pennsylvania. It might help to consider your self-care regimen as a way of modeling healthy behavior for your kids. Valuing yourself at least as much as you value others is one of the best things you can do for your family. The person may need to be most firm with is yourself. We constantly overstep boundaries that we set for ourselves. For example, imagine you commit to a new bedroom routine of journaling for 20 minutes before turning the lights out at 10, but often end up scrolling headlines and falling asleep on the couch. Use an alarm to remind you when it's time to pick up your pet. Once you decide to respect your own boundaries, you will be surprised how easy it becomes to reinforce them from other people. That makes a lot of sense, because at the end of the day, self-care is really about self-respect. Source of strength. This is why self-care is so vital to me as a Black woman. The day I felt guilty for binge-watching Grey's Anatomy was the day I said, nope, this ain't it, and vowed to change. At the time, I was juggling work commitments with being a mom and a school library volunteer and a mentor and managing a household and overseeing all small bathroom renovations and I was doing a lot. But the idea of curling up to watch Amir, Dur, Yang, and the gang at the Seattle Grace felt irresponsible, like I was letting people down. Why was I so distressed about taking a beat to breathe? The answer, I eventually realized, had to do with the infamous myth of strong Black women. Black women have historically shouldered the weight of caring not just for the immediate families, but for the entire community. Over the past years, as we have been witness to radical injustice, racial injustice, systematic oppression, immeasurable heartbreak in our Black community, the expectation to soldier on hasn't waned. But the cracks are there, and many of us are feeling them perhaps more now than ever. Finding a path back to the wholeness has become critical. In her 1988 book, A Burst of Light and Other Essays, writer, feminist, and activist Andre Lorde wrote, "Caring for myself is not self-indulgence. It is self-preservation. And that is an act of political warfare." Her words have become a mantra for us, and in these volatile times, the volume of their truth has been turned up to 10. For Black women, caring for ourselves shores up the foundation upon which our communities rest. One simple way to begin prioritizing your well-being is to allow yourself breaks. Being strong also means acknowledging weakness and seeing the spaces where we need growth or patching up. So veg out when you need to. Find a culturally competent therapist. Support each other. Build your sisterhoods. Expand your villages. And know where the question isn't. How dare you be focused on yourself? But rather, how dare you not? Riced is nice. Our test kitchen editors dish out tips and tricks for making, cooking, and using riced vegetables. Trader Joe's has riced cauliflower. Of the fresh produce out there, this is a test kitchen favorite. The consistency is a little bit finer than the other brands, but still has a desirable al dente quality when cooked. The secret is that Trader Joe's uses a mix of stems and florets to maintain a firmer and less soggy rice. Green Giant Rice Veggies Butternut Squash. This has a yummy, tender, yet starchy texture and isn't overwhelmingly squashy. Just a slight sweetness that tastes really balanced when you sprinkle with a bit of salt. Plus, it feels good to branch out from cauliflower. And the last one, dried. Full green rice, broccoli, and cauliflower. Shelf-stable rice veggie is ready to cook because it's par or pre-cooked, and it can be kept in the pantry for months without refrigeration. However, not all shelf-stable products are created equal. Some brands are more processed, so read the labels. We like full green because it's just the actual vegetables sealed in a pouch with no preservatives. It's quick to microwave, and the serving size is a whole bag, which is convenient. Well, that's all the time we have for today. This has been Toni Ray with Healthy Life. I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
This is a Recording Library of West Texas Community Update. the Humane Society of Odessa, 7012 Mockingbird Lane, is offering curbside adoptions, vaccines, wormer, and more. Shelter hours are from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Only one person is allowed in the office and kennels at this time. For applications, vaccine, or additional information, call 381-5503 or 257-4311 or email shelter@odessahumanesociety.org. To see current pets available or to private message the shelter, visit www.facebook.com/Humane Society of Odessa.
For the lighter side of local news, Recording Library of West Texas brings you the Lifestyle Show. Features from the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. We'll feature fun local stories about people in our community, plus columns such as gardening and food. The Lifestyle Show, Friday mornings at 6 and repeated Sunday nights at 7:30 and Thursdays at 4:30 a.m. on Recording Library of West Texas Radio. Read by listening.
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area. It's 55 and mostly cloudy. Tonight, a few showers with a low in the mid-50s. Then, tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high in the low 70s. Tomorrow night, it will be cloudy with a low in the low 60s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas.
This program is intended for a print-impaired audience and is brought to you by the Georgia Radio Reading Service, GARS. Hello, I am Morgan Malin, bringing you Martha Stewart Living. I'll be reading from the April 2021 print edition of Martha Stewart Living magazine. I'll begin where I left off last week on the article Salad Days, text by Emily Nunn, recipes by Lauren Tyrell. Slow-roasted salmon salad with barley and golden beets. If you can't find golden beets, red ones are a fine substitute, though they will impart their hue to the rest of the dish. For this recipe, you'll need 1 1/4 pounds skinless salmon fillet, about 1 inch thick, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, 1 small lemon, very thinly sliced into rounds, 1/2 cup, plus 2 tablespoons fresh juice, 1/2 cup extra virgin olive oil, plus more for drizzling, 2 medium golden beets, 12 ounces, trimmed and scrubbed, 6 scallions, white and light green parts separated and thinly sliced, 1 packed 1/2 cup, dark green tops sliced, 3 cups cooked barley, farro, or brown rice, room temperature, and 1 cup fresh parsley leaves. Step 1. Preheat oven to 325 degrees with a rack 6 inches from heating element and another in center. Season fish with salt and pepper. Place in a broiler-proof skillet or baking dish, skinned side down. Season lemon slices and scatter over top. Drizzle 6 tablespoons oil over everything. Roast on center rack until fish is almost cooked through but still translucent, pink, in center. 18 to 20 minutes. Spoon some of oil from skillet over fish. Switch oven to broil. Transfer to top rack and broil until lemons are lightly charred in spots and fish is just cooked through, 3 to 5 minutes more. Let cool slightly. 2. Meanwhile, using a mandolin or a sharp knife, slice beets into very thin rounds, about 1/8 inch thick. You should have about 2 cups. Season with salt and drizzle with oil. Let stand, stirring occasionally, until softened slightly, 10 minutes. Drain. 3. Heat remaining 2 tablespoons oil in a large nonstick skillet over medium high. Add beets and cook, stirring occasionally, 5 minutes. Add scallion whites and light greens. Continue cooking until softened and lightly caramelized, about 5 minutes more. Remove from heat. Season to taste and stir in lemon juice. Toss in a large bowl with barley and half of broiled lemon slices. Fold in 3/4 cup parsley and scallion dark greens. Season to taste. Mound on a platter and top with fish and remaining lemon slices. Sprinkle with remaining 1/4 cup parsley and drizzle with a bit of oil from roasting skillet. Serve. Active time 30 minutes, total time 1 hour 5 minutes, serve 6. Artichoke salad with warm tomato vinaigrette. Full hearts. It's hard to beat an Italian stuffed artichoke filled with breadcrumbs, garlic, and oregano. But this newfangled beauty, which channels a classic panzanella, just might. Steam the artichokes, let them cool, and scoop out the innermost leaves and chokes. Next, prepare a warm vinaigrette punched up with chopped tomato, capers, and croutons, torn from a baguette and toasted in the oven. Spoon a bit of the mixture into the centers, then toss the rest with a mix of bacon lardons and snappy chicories and fill them up. Ladies and gentlemen, lunch is served. A rustic sourdough loaf or ciabatta can be swapped in for the baguette to make the croutons. Letting them sit in the tomato vinaigrette for a few minutes allows them to soak up the juices and soften slightly. For this recipe, you'll need 2 large artichokes, 1.5 pounds total, 1/2 a lemon, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, 3 ounces baguette, crust removed, torn into 1/4 to 1/2 inch pieces, about 1 packed cup, 1/4 cup extra virgin olive oil, 3 ounces thick cut bacon, 2 slices, cut crosswise into 1/2 inch thick pieces, 1/4 cup finely chopped shallot, 2 tablespoons plus 1 teaspoon red wine vinegar, 1 tablespoon capers, drained, 1 medium tomato chopped, 3/4 cup, 1 teaspoon fresh oregano leaves, finely chopped, 4 cups packed torn chicory such as frisée, escarole, radicchio, or a combination, 1/2 cup fresh basil leaves, torn if large. Step 1. Snap tough outer leaves off artichokes. Using a serrated knife, remove top third from each. Trim stems so artichokes stand upright. Rub cut surfaces with lemon to prevent discoloration. Step 2. Place artichokes in a wide pot, stemmed sides up. Add enough water to come about 1/3 of the way up sides. Season water with salt and bring to a boil. Reduce heat to medium, cover, and steam until artichoke hearts are tender when pierced with the tip of a knife, about 30 minutes. Transfer stemmed sides up to a towel-lined plate to drain. When cool enough to handle, use a spoon to remove center leaves from each artichoke, then to scrape out and discard chokes. Transfer artichokes to refrigerator. 3. Meanwhile, preheat oven to 375 degrees. On a rimmed baking sheet, toss bread with 2 tablespoons oil and season with salt and pepper. Bake until golden and crisp, 10 to 12 minutes. 4. Cook bacon in a small nonstick skillet over medium-high heat until fat has rendered and bacon is crisp, 4 to 6 minutes. Using a slotted spoon, transfer to paper towels. Discard all but 1 tablespoon fat from skillet. Add 1 tablespoon oil, shallot, and a pinch of salt. Cook over medium heat until softened, 2 to 3 minutes. Add 2 tablespoons vinegar and capers. Cook until reduced slightly, 2 to 3 minutes. Stir in tomato and season with salt and pepper. Cook until heated through, about 30 seconds. Transfer to a large bowl and stir in oregano and croutons. Season to taste. 5. Score an X in the inside of each artichoke heart with the tip of a knife, then spoon about 1 tablespoon dressing mixture into each. Toss remaining dressing with chicories, basil, bacon, and remaining 1 tablespoon oil and 1 teaspoon vinegar. Season to taste. Divide between artichokes and serve. Active time 1 hour. Total time 1 hour and 45 minutes. Serves 2. Fried chicken salad with sugar snap peas and Green Goddess ranch. Picnic platter. This crowd pleaser combines crunchy little gem, sweet sugar snap peas, refreshing fennel, and avocado, plus a whiff of heat from a chili pepper. But let's be honest, the golden chicken tenders are the biggest draw. Tossed in a yogurt mayo base, coated with panko, and shallow fried in olive oil, they bring fatty crunch and savory heft to the table. A creamy, herby Green Goddess ranch dressing complements the hearty dish. Serve it on the side for light drizzling and unlimited dunking. You can use any combination of tender herbs in the dressing. Tarragon, dill, and parsley also all work well. For this recipe, you'll need 1/2 cup plain Greek yogurt, 1/2 cup mayonnaise, 1 1/4 pounds chicken tenders, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, 1/4 teaspoon grated garlic from 1 small clove, 1/2 teaspoon finely grated lime zest plus 4 teaspoons fresh juice, 1/2 teaspoon Dijon mustard, 1/4 cup finely chopped fresh cilantro leaves, 1/4 cup finely chopped fresh chives, 1 tablespoon extra virgin olive oil plus more for frying and drizzling, 1 cup panko, 1 ounce Parmigiano Reggiano finely grated, 1/4 cup, 6 cups chopped little gem or iceberg lettuce or a combination, 1 cup thinly sliced fennel from 1/2 bulb, 1 cup julienned sugar snap peas, 2 ounces, 1 jalapeno or Fresno chili, thinly sliced, and 1 avocado sliced. Step 1. Whisk together yogurt and mayonnaise. In another bowl, toss chicken with 1/2 cup yogurt mixture, season with salt and pepper. Let stand 15 minutes or refrigerate covered up to 2 hours. 2. Whisk garlic, lime zest and juice, mustard, herbs, 1/2 teaspoon salt, and oil into remaining 1/2 cup yogurt mixture. It should have a pourable consistency. If too thick, whisk in water 1 teaspoon at a time. Cover and refrigerate until ready to use. 3. Stir together panko and cheese in a pie dish or other wide, shallow vessel to combine. Dredge a few chicken pieces at a time in mixture to coat. Pat to adhere. 4. Add enough oil to a medium nonstick skillet to reach 1/4 inch upsides. Heat over medium-high until a panko crumb sizzles immediately when tossed in. Working in batches, add chicken and cook, flipping halfway, until golden brown all over and cooked through, 4 to 5 minutes a batch. Transfer to a wire rack set inside a rimmed baking sheet. Season with salt. Let cool slightly. 5. Toss lettuce, fennel, and snap peas with a drizzle of oil. Divide among plates and top with fried chicken, chili, and avocado. Serve with dressing alongside. Active time 45 minutes. Total time 1 hour 15 minutes. Serves 4. Pepper shrimp and noodle salad with crunchy spring vegetables. Super Bowl. Cold peanut noodles get a fresh reboot in our veg-forward version. After mixing thin spaghetti or ramen with the gingery sesame sauce, you fry garlic slivers for the garnish, then season shrimp with salt and pepper and sizzle them in the same pan. Now it's time to build your bowl. Noodles go in first, followed by a few succulent shrimp. Then the salad. An aromatic bouquet of cucumber, radishes, cilantro, and mint, and those irresistible garlic chips for extra kapow. Use a mandolin to get very thin, even slices of garlic. For this, you'll need 2 tablespoons smooth natural peanut butter, 2 tablespoons unseasoned rice vinegar, 2 tablespoons reduced sodium soy sauce or tamari, 1 tablespoon pure maple syrup, 1 teaspoon grated fresh ginger, 1 teaspoon hot sesame oil, 1/2 cup vegetable oil, 10 ounces wheat noodles such as fresh or dry ramen or thin spaghetti, 1/4 cup very thinly sliced garlic from 10 to 12 cloves, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, 2 ounces large shrimp, peeled and divined, 1 cup julienned English cucumber, 1 cup julienned watermelon radishes or green radishes, or a combination, fresh mint and cilantro leaves for serving. Step 1. In a bowl, whisk together peanut butter, vinegar, soy sauce, maple syrup, ginger, and 2 teaspoons water. Whisk in sesame oil and 2 tablespoons vegetable oil to combine. Meanwhile, cook noodles in a pot of boiling water according to package instructions. Drain, rinse under cold water. Toss with half of dressing. 2. Combine remaining 6 tablespoons vegetable oil with garlic in a nonstick skillet. Cook over medium-low heat, swirling pan occasionally until garlic is crisp and golden, 6 to 8 minutes. Transfer with a slotted spoon to paper towels. Season with salt. Return skillet to medium-high heat. Pat shrimp dry. Season lightly with salt and generously with pepper. Add to skillet and cook, turning once until pink and cooked through, 2 to 3 minutes total. Transfer to paper towels. 3. Divide noodles among bowls. Top with cucumber, radishes, herbs, shrimp, and garlic chips. Serve with remaining dressing alongside. Active time 40 minutes. Total time 55 minutes. Serves 4. That story was Salad Days. Text by Emily Nunn. Recipes by Lauren Tyrell. The next story is Good Living Tastemaker, The Bomb, by Melissa Ozawa. Carrie Diamond, co-founder of Cherry Bomb Brooklyn. "There's nothing I love more than telling someone else's story," says Diamond, who has followed her bliss as a journalist, beauty PR executive, and restaurateur. In 2013, when she noticed how few features were published on women in the food world, she seized the moment, co-launching the indie journal Cherry Bomb to spotlight those who had found a way into the industry on their own terms. "Even though doors were shut for a lot of them," she says. Martha, Medher Jaffrey, Samin Nosrat, and Mashama Bailey are just a few of the culinary dynamos who have appeared in the biannual magazine's pages, podcasts, and videos, and at events like its annual Jubilee Conference. As the brand has grown, so has the tribe. "I love the sense of discovery we provide. New names, new folks, new foods," says Diamond, who, no surprise, also tends to dress head-to-toe in female designers, among them fellow Brooklynites Maria Corneo and Felicia Faye Noel. "Who better to make clothes for women than women?" she asks, ever mindful of building community and camaraderie. "Helping people feel that they're not alone has been a big part of our history, and it always will be." Her essentials. 1. Glassy Baby Faith Votives. These are glass clear candle votives that have a silver rim around the bottom. They're gorgeous, and $3 from the sale of each one go to charity. $53 each at glassybaby.com. That's GLASSYBABY.com. 2. Heath Coop Dinner Plates in Opaque White. These are white circular dinner plates with a brassy gold rim around the edge. These have heft and earthiness, and you see the craftsmanship that goes into every piece. $36 each at heathceramics.com. That's HEATHCERAMICS.com. 3. Eula Johnson Harriet Top is a white button-up blouse that has puffed sleeves, and it has a blue, pink, and gold flower embroidery all over the blouse, and gold buttons. She's got a flair for designing a blouse. You feel instantly pulled together. For $245 at eulajohnson.com, that's eulajohnson.com. Wardrobe wisdom. "I like clothes I can move easily in. My running around look is very much about practicality, with a little bit of polish." 4. Catbird Big Hoop Dream Earrings. These are large gold hoops. "I love this woman-owned jewelry store in Brooklyn. These manage to be both powerful and dainty." For $140 at catbirdnyc.com, that's CATBIRDNYC.com. 5. Raisinettes, forever my favorite. 6. The One Red Wine Glass. This is a standard glass red wine glass with a thin stem and a large bowl. "I was always intimidated about which kind of red wine glass to use. Sommelier Andrea Robinson solved the problem for me." $30 for two at AndreaWine.com. That's AndreaWine.com. Weekend recharge. Every Sunday, I walk up the block to my local farmer's market, seeing the beautiful seasonal produce, talking to farmers, and stocking up for the week is heaven. 7. Shinola the Birdie Watch. This watch has two connected brown bands. The first band is a standard thin, straight flat band, and the attached band is braided. The face of the watch is white, with gold hands and gold numbers, and gold around the rim. I switch between it and the Runwell with a black band for $475 at Shinola.com. That's Shinola.com. 8. Cherry Bomb, the cookbook. We made sure to include extensive headnotes. I like knowing the why behind a recipe, not just the how. From Clarkson Potter, $35 at indiebound.org. That's IndieBound.org. 9. Ray-Ban Folding Wayfarers. These are black Ray-Ban sunglasses. A game changer. They fold up into practically nothing. For $154 at ray-ban.com, that's ray-ban.com. 10. Naturopathica Manuka Honey Cleansing Balm. It removes makeup, softens my skin, and smells great. $64 for 2.8 ounces at naturopathica.com. That's naturopathica.com. 11. Global Classic 8-inch Chef's Knife. This is a standard silver chef's knife, however, the handle has a grated texture. The textured handle gives you a good grip. For $125 at williams-sonoma.com, that's williams-sonoma.com. 12. Saba Jam. Saba Parse is a genius jam maker with really unexpected flavors. For $16 at sabajamsf.com. That's sabajamsf.com. 13. Lilacs. They make my heart soar, and they have the most beautiful smell in the world. 14. Blondery Variety Box. This is a variety box of different types of brownies and blondies. I have a wicked sweet tooth, and these goodies 100% fit the bill. From $25 for four at blondery.com. That's BLONDERY.com. 15. Birkenstock Arizonas in black suede. These are your standard Birkenstocks with black suede material, black buckles, and a tan bottom of the shoe. They're so comfortable that once you start wearing them, they're the only shoes you want to put on. For $135 at Birkenstock.com, that's BIRKENSTOCK.com. 16. Deary, the remarkable life of Julia Child. She had the most fascinating life. Our next issue is devoted to her. From Vintage for $17 at bookshop.org, that's bookshop.org. 17. Miss T. Smith Dark Romance Tea. A steamy treat before bed. From $12 for 18 bags at missteasmith.com. That's missteasmith.com. Most treasured possession. A rusty little globe, which was my prize for winning the 7th grade science fair. That story was Good Living Tastemaker, The Bomb, by Melissa Ozabaugh. The next story is Beauty School, Looking Buff, text by Erica Sloan. A natural mani-pedi can be a welcome break, and a chic breather. Here's a handy guide to maintaining and strengthening your nails. and your favorite eco-friendly polishes for when you're craving color. 1. Remove polish. Swipe it off with an essential oil-rich solution, like Sunday's PR One Soy Polish Remover, from $28 at DearSundays.com. That's DearSundays.com. It'll take a few more passes to do the job than an acetone formula would, but the oils will leave your nails nourished, says Shaylee Wong, general manager at Smith & Colt. Instead of cotton balls, enlist hand-washable, base coat, take-off, reusable nail polish remover pads, $14 for 6, at basecoatnailsalon.com. That's BASECOATNAILSALON.com. 2. Slough and shape. Our experts agree. You should skip the soak. Water depletes natural fats in the nail keratin, says Suzanne Shade, founder of nail care brand Bare Hands. Smooth foot calluses with a rasp, and massage L'Octocaine Shea Butter 1-Minute Hand Scrub on dry digits. $24 at L'Octocaine.com. That's L'Octocaine.com. Trim your nails, then even the ends with a 180 grit emery board, says celebrity nail artist Tom Bacek. Or go for glass, he says. OPI Crystal Nail File is a washable, reusable buy. $12 at Ulta.com. That's ULTA.com. 3. Care for cuticles. Like gatekeepers around your nails, they seal out bacteria. So cutting them too deeply opens the door to infection, says Vachik. It can also signal trauma to the body, triggering thick regrowth. Instead, soften them with 10-plus free non-toxic lemon cuticle remover before pushing them back with Sally Beauty Stone Eraser Cuticle Remover. $18 at 10freelife.com. That's 10freelife.com. $3 at sallybeauty.com. That's sallybeauty.com. Then carefully nip hangnails. 4. Seal and shine. Now for the fun part. Working from the grittiest side to the finest, sweep a 4-way buffer across each nail to whisk away unevenness and gloss the surface, says NYC manicurist Christina Grant. Try the Deborah Lipman Smooth Operator. $12 at DeborahLipman.com. That's DeborahLipman.com. For a shield of protective hydration, brush on Bare Hands Cuticle Oil, a blend of moisturizing jojoba and castor oils. $21 for 2 tubes at barehands.us. That's BareHands.us. Clean winners. When you're ready for a colorful coat, paint on a polish sans questionable ingredients, like formaldehyde, phthalates, and toluene. We're fans of the new formulations from Essie, $9, and the Sally Hansen plant-based Good, Kind, Pure line from $7, as well as Sundays, $18, Ginsoon, $18, Arosa, $12, and Zoya, $10. That story was Looking Buff, text by Erica Sloan. The next story is Martha Stewart, American Made. She's a natural. Text by Erica Sloan. Hibiscus Linens in Houston. At her Catholic grade school in Monterrey, Mexico, Mariana Baron Goodall learned to stitch by the time she could spell. Soon after, she started helping the seamstresses at her mother's dance studio embellish tutus with delicate medallions and beads. I found joy in my ability to refresh something basic by hand, Goodall recalls. Working in human resources in Houston years later, she grabbed her needles again, embroidering blankets and powder room towels as gifts for friends and colleagues. Their awestruck reactions, "You made this?" inspired her to launch a line of grown-up, but more modern than your grandma's, textiles in 2015. Today, she teaches virtual classes, too. "I focus on greenery and florals, so there's no need for protection," she says. "I tell my students if one leaf is longer than the other, there's plenty of wiggle room for it to still look pretty." Now that's a beautiful lesson. Goodall designs new motifs every season. Billowy hydrangeas, a twirl of ivy, but sticks to the same 13 colors for her crocheted, fringed, and hem-stitched edges. This way, people can grow a family of matching pieces over time, she says. That story was Martha Stewart, American Made, She's a Natural, by Erica Sloan. That concludes today's readings from Martha Stewart Living. This has been Morgan Mallon for the Georgia Radio Reading Service. Thank you for listening to GARS.
Next on Recording Library of West Texas Radio, USA Today, followed by the Midland Reporter Telegram and Odessa American at 3.
This is a Recording Library of West Texas Community Update.
Midland College is offering a Spain for the Spanish Vistas Tour. The trip will take place June 13th through 22nd, 2022, and includes visits to Madrid, Granada, Seville, and Barcelona. Price is approximately $5,000 per traveler, which covers airfare, baggage, fees, hotels, daily breakfast and dinner, a 24-hour tour manager, all in-country transportation, and entrance fees to attractions such as museums and other cultural experiences. There are a number of different payment plans, and travelers who book now can take advantage of an early bird discount. For more information, contact MC English Professor Allison Gibbons Brown at 432-685-4648.
This week on the Recording Library of West Texas Radio's Saturday Night Movie, we conclude our series of Oscar-winning films. For the past 9 weeks, we've selected an audio-described movie from each decade, beginning with the 1930s, that won the Oscar for Best Picture. Saturday, we present the film which won Best Picture this week for 2020, Nomadland, starring Frances McDormand. It also won Best Director for Chloe Zhao. In addition, it won the People's Choice Award at the Toronto International Film Festival, the Golden Lion at the Venice Film Festival, Best Motion Picture Drama and Best Director at the Golden Globe Awards, and 4 honors, including Best Film, at the British Academy Awards.
You are one of those lucky people that can travel anywhere.
Yes, ma'am.
And they sometimes call you nomads.
My mom says that you're homeless. Is that true?
No, I'm not homeless. I'm just
houseless.
Not the same thing, right?
No.
My husband worked at the USG mine in Empire. I was a substitute teacher.
It is a tough time right now. You may want to consider early retirement.
I need work. I like work.
To Badlands Spa.
What the nomads are doing is not that different than what the pioneers did.
Hey, Fern! You gotta make the hole bigger.
I think Fern's part of an American tradition.
Oh, he's gonna come right through the glass.
My dad used to say, what's remembered lives. I maybe spent too much of my life just remembering.
I love most about this life is that there's no final goodbye. I've met hundreds of people out here, and I don't ever say a final goodbye. It's just say, I'll see you down the road. And I do. I see them again. And I can be certain in my heart, I'll see you again.
This year's winner for Best Picture, Nomadland, audio described. Saturday night at 7 on Recording Library of West Texas Radio.
To bring us up to time for our next regularly scheduled program, we now bring you the following informative feature.
Polymyalgia rheumatica. To Your Good Health by Dr. Keith Roach, Wednesday, January 27th. Dear Dr. Roach, my cousin, a woman in her mid-50s, was recently diagnosed with polymyalgia rheumatica. She was diagnosed early and has been on the standard prednisone treatment for 7 days. She's been athletic most of her adult life and became concerned when the pain she was suffering was different from normal athletic.